Brandon Marshall is born to make plays. Is that a fair representation of what you are and who you are at this point in your career?
I'll take it.
Of course.
I'm a
lost
for words. You know, if someone looks at me that way, that's pretty cool. I've never looked at myself that way. I just look at myself as a football player, you know, a guy that, you know, is going to be in the right position at the right time. One of the things I learned when I was in Miami from Coach Sperano, you know, was about body blows. You know, and that's whether you're on a football field or in life, you're going to take body blows. Are you going to respond or you're going to react? When you react, that's bad. When you respond, you know, now we have a chance. You know, and football is the same way. Look where we're at now. Jay Cutler goes down. Lance Briggs goes down. Peanut Tillman goes down. Henry Melton goes down. People are just writing us like, hey, these guys are done. But no, we're not.
Are you now more of a responder than a reactor?
I would say I'm a responder more than a reactor. You know, my growth, you know, it's been pretty cool, you know, to see, you know, look back and see my journey and, you know, and the path that I've been on.
He's got Marshall, 5, end zone, touchdown!
You do everything very well, so it's hard to say, okay, he's better receiver at this. What, in your opinion, if you had to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself, don't you do well?
I wouldn't say one thing I don't do well. I would say one thing I'm working on. I'm always working on my block and I always can do a better job. It would be selfish of me not to do a great job when Matt Forte is busting his butt, picking up linebackers and protections, you know, blitzes. You know, so I want to do the same for him.
Next block, boy!
See, Marshall's out there, he just sealed him off. The safety was coming, Astron just pushed him into the safety. And then it was like, woo.
Your initial conversation with Mike Rowe.
This guy's awesome. Okay, then the second conversation was in OTAs. And he was like fiery, you know, that typical college coach, get after the guys, we're going to grind you. And I was like, I don't know, man, I'm going on year 8. I don't know if he understands, you know, how it is in the NFL. You got to take care of your vets at time. You can't run them like you run a rookie.
It's like we talked about, 38 in the slot, top by the safety, looking inside, he's coming.
He's been a lot of fun to coach. And he's a warrior out there on Sundays. I see the concentration level in Brandon on the little things, the details, getting out of his comfort zone, so to speak, and not being afraid to fail the first time trying something a little bit different.
You know, coming into the season in camp, man, he's really like just took the room, brought us all together and showing us things that we can actually take from the film room, the practice field, and use it on Sundays. And you can see that in Alshon's game. You can see that in my game.
Great job, because the guy was wide outside of Earl. He had to go around. Yep. It was a hell of a job.
What does Mark Trestman being here now at this point in your life and in your career mean to you long term?
Stability. This is an offense that I think will be here for a long time. You know, it makes sense. It's a science to it. It's one of those things where if we stay at it, you know, we're going to be pretty good. I think we'll be up there with the likes of New Orleans, you know, Denver, the New England Patriots.
Boy, believe in me.
That's sharp too, man.
Yep.